This is the WHL This Week radio edition presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL broadcast partners, and Bauer Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Ahead, he is the WHL goal-scoring leader by way of Slovakia. Lethbridge Hurricanes forward Oliver Ocular is making quite a name for himself. He'll join us in moments. First WHL Canada West Graduate of the Month has been announced. It's former Kootenay Ice and Lethbridge Hurricanes forward Matt Alfaro. He is lighting things up at the University of Calgary with the Dinos. He'll join us as well. First up.
Comes to the side, Ocular in front. Great save, loose puck, they score! Oliver Ocular jams home a rebound on the backhand.
Here's a point shot, tip score! Ocular has the hat trick!
Lethbridge Hurricanes import forward Oliver Ocular has announced his presence to start the season. 17 goals to lead the WHL heading into the weekend. Voice of the Hurricanes, Dustin Forbes, caught up with him.
17 goals so far this season for you. What's been working for you early on in your WHL stint?
Like, it's great. Like, we play a good old team, and like I try to work hard, and like that's all.
What's been working? Obviously, you've had some finish. You're right at the top in goals, and you're near the top in points as well.
Yeah, I'm like happy for that, but like I'm more happy for when we are on like a third or second in WHL in O League.
You've been playing on a line for the most part this season with Dylan Cousins and DJ Jerome. That line has been outstanding since the start. What makes it tick?
Like all guys, we play like we three. We play all good, and like we know each other what the other guy do, and like it's not good.
Dylan Cousins, of course, the 7th overall pick last year in the NHL draft by the Buffalo Sabres. When you came here and immediately kind of had an opportunity to play with him once he got back from Buffalo, was it kind of a surreal moment? Did you have to shake yourself?
Like not surreal shake, but like it's really nice to play with NHL guy. He's like NHL guy for sure. Next year, maybe 2 years, and like it's nice to play with him.
For you personally, going into this season with the Lethbridge Hurricanes after playing in the QMJHL last year, and we'll get to that in a moment, but what were your goals going into this season?
Like, keep going. Like, it's nothing special.
You had 42 points last year in the QMJHL in Sherbrooke with the Phoenix. What did that do for you this year, of course, coming over to the WHL?
Like, I work hard during the summer, and, like, coach get me more opportunity than last year, because like last year I didn't play a lot, and this year I can play a lot and I show up what I know.
What's been the biggest difference going from the QMJHL to the WHL? Because I've never seen a QMJHL game in person, but I can tell just by watching that there are some differences.
Yeah, there is like 5 teams are really good, but after all teams like not they're midget, like not they try build a team other next year, and like it's kind of weird if you play against these teams, and then it's this all.
A lot of people say that the QMJHL is a lot more offensive than the WHL. Would you agree, having played in both leagues?
Like they're not so good day. Like here's every day I think pretty good, and there is a lot of D on one play defense, and I think like only this is the reason.
The Lethbridge Hurricanes right now sitting right near the top of the WHL. How much fun has it been playing in Lethbridge so far this year?
Yeah, it's good. Like I said, I'm happy for my opportunity to play on ice, and that's all. Like, it's nice to play with these guys, and we'll try keeping.
Pretty good group here with the Lethbridge Hurricanes. Pretty close-knit group, it seems.
Yeah, sure. Like, all guys like it, each other, and I like everybody too.
I guess the last thought, with a team that has kind of surprised people, not a lot of people expected the team to be this good this quick, what are the goals for the rest of the season? Because it's been a really nice start.
Like, goals, it's every game win. We try to win every game, and like that's all, and keep going, work hard.
All right, Oliver, thanks for this. Continued success.
Thank you, too.
There's Oliver Ocular, the WHL leader in goals with 17. John, back to you.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
A WHL On the Run Player of the Week is from the Brandon Wheat Kings. Voice of the Wheat Kings, Brandon Crow, has more.
For the first time this season, a Brandon Wheat King has been named a Player of the Week. This week's On the Run Player of the Week goes to Cole Reinhardt. He had an excellent week in three games, recording 7 points, including 5 goals and 2 assists. He was also a plus one as the Wheat Kings won a couple of games this past week. The two victories helped push the Wheat Kings into the second wildcard spot in that WHL Eastern Conference. On Monday, Reinhardt scored once and added an assist in a 7-2 victory over the Winnipeg Ice. Reinhardt scored Brandon's first goal and later added a primary assist on the third goal of the game. He was named the second star for his effort. On Saturday, in that 4-3 loss to the Red Deer Rebels, Reinhardt scored twice as the Wheat Kings tried to mount a third-period comeback. Reinhardt scored twice in the third to bring the team within one. Then on Sunday, Reinhardt scored twice and added an assist in a huge 5-4 shootout victory on the road against the Edmonton Oil Kings, the 19-year-old scoring the first and fourth goals of the game and adding a lone assist in the third period. The Calgary Alberta native is having a strong start here in his fourth season in the Western Hockey League. In 24 games, Reinhardt has 18 points, including 12 goals and 6 assists. Of that, 3 of those goals have come on the power play, 1 shorthanded, and 2 of them are game winners.
22 teams, 1 goal. This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Matt Alfarrell, former Kootenay Ice Lethbridge Hurricanes forward, is the WHL Canada West Graduate of the Month for October after a huge month for the Calgary Dinos, 17 points through 8 games. Hey, Matt, third year of Canada West hockey, and it looks like this has been your year so far. What's been the transition like, and how have you got it done here now in your third year there?
Yeah, it's been good so far. Had a really good start the first 2 games and kind of just kept it rolling, trying to be consistent and just trying to keep it going to finish off the first half.
What's it like playing university level hockey in Canada West for those that, you know, maybe are on the scholarship program now or are thinking about perhaps going that route? How can you explain it here as far as, you know, playing at this level as compared to the Western Hockey League?
It's a very high level. I think it's underappreciated by a lot of people, and a lot of people really don't know about it. But besides the very top guys that go play pro right out of junior, it's basically everyone from the WHL, right? So you're playing against the same guys you've played against for their 4 years in junior, and then you combine all those guys to 8 teams. It's a very competitive league, and there's a lot of good players.
Your time in the Western Hockey League was split between Kootenay and Lethbridge, mostly with the Kootenay Ice. How would you look back upon your years of 2013 to 2017?
Oh, I love playing in Cranbrook. I thought it was a good environment. I loved the city. I had really good billets. And I know the teams my first 2 years were good teams and good players on there. And then we had a couple tough years. But I had fun every year, and it was a great experience for me.
So now, what's the program? What are you chasing there at the University of Calgary?
I'm in the Haskins School of Business now. So, yeah, I'm, like you said, in my third year. I'm hoping to graduate in 5 years with a business degree.
When you were playing in the Western Hockey League, sure, the scholarship program is something you probably heard about and knew about and maybe talked about with teammates, but you probably didn't know the value of it until now you're grinding year 3 there at U of C and you have your tuition and books paid for. So what's the program been like for you?
Oh, it's been great. Yeah, like you said, like guys don't really think about it too much when you're 18, 19, you're focusing on playing pro and you're not too worried about school. They try to tell you things, but you really don't know it till the end of your 20-year-old year when they send you your package and your eyes start to get opened of, okay, this is what's going to happen now. And it's been great. I'm glad I went that route, and to get the tuition paid for every year, it's a big help. Talking to classmates that I have that don't have the scholarship and they're talking about paying tuition and paying textbooks, it's a really big thing when you look at other people that don't have that opportunity.
Matt, you're a Calgary native. Was that the reason why you chose the University of Calgary after your WHL days?
Yeah, it was. Didn't hurt that I was from Calgary, and both my older sisters, they graduated from U of C, so education's always been a big part in my family, and it was just an easy decision to come to U of C with good hockey program and a place I could step in and play lots from the beginning and have an opportunity to move up in the lineup, so everything just kind of worked out.
Our guest is Matt Alfarrell, former WHLer with the Kootenay Ice and Lethbridge Hurricanes. That means he toiled in the Central Division. And, you know, there always is that one guy or maybe a group of guys that you battled against in your WHL days, and all of a sudden you look down your bench at the Canada West level, and he's your teammate. So is there a guy for you that stands out at all?
Actually, he's become one of my best friends on the team. We sit beside each other in the locker room for the past 3 years. It's Tim Vanstone. He's my age, and he played in Prince Albert for his whole career. So we had some battles along the way, and then didn't really know each other till we came here and became good friends. So it's pretty funny when we all talk about our experiences on the ice and maybe fighting each other or like getting in battles in the dub, and then now we're playing on the same team. So it's pretty fun.
Matt, your name would be synonymous with a terrible accident that happened in the offseason back in 2018. It was a campfire accident there. You were with your former teammates with the Lethbridge Hurricanes. And I know you were in hospital and fought back from this, but I guess update everybody in the WHL world. How are you doing? Obviously, you bounced back here pretty well.
Yeah, I bounced back pretty good. I know a couple of my teammates there. I know Vanderbilt, he's playing in Concordia, and he's back to playing hockey, and Bell Reeves in the AHL with Pittsburgh's affiliate. So we've all kind of made our way back to as close to what we were. So everything's been pretty good there.
You know, sometimes, Matt, when you go to Canada West, and you mentioned two guys there talking about Matt Bellerive playing pro in the American Hockey League, that pro window, I wouldn't assume, has closed for you. Have you thought about getting that degree and then perhaps going that route and testing the waters there?
Yeah, that's pretty much my goal, is to use up my scholarship and get the most out of it, get my degree, and then see what else is out there. I know some of my former teammates have gone on to play in Europe, and even other guys in the league have been getting AHL contracts, so the opportunity is there. So, yeah, it's definitely on my mind and something I look forward to pursuing.
All right, Canada West this year, tell us where the strength lies. I know your Dinos are right there. You're battling in the city there, the Crowchild Classic with Mount Royal University, but we know there's always powerhouses at University of Alberta and Saskatchewan, so where does the UFC Dinos fit into the mix this year?
Yeah, we're right in that. It's really, there's eight teams, but really the top four are, there's a little bit of a separation there between us, Mount Royal, U of A, and University of Saskatchewan. So we know when we play those guys, we really need those points. And with the way our playoff format works, you really need to get the first two spots, so you get the first round bye and home ice advantage, which in this league is huge. So really, regular season matters with only 28 games. Every game is very important, so we know we got to keep fighting.
Well, Matt, you played nearly 300 WHL games, and now you've taken that to the next level with the University of Calgary to be the first WHL graduate of the month in Canada West for October. Looks like you're out to a great start. Keep it going, and great to catch up with you, okay? Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Hey, that's the show. Thanks to our guests, as well as Brandon Crow in Brandon. Hey, Dustin Forbes in Lethbridge, thanks for your help as well. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL broadcast partners and Bauer Hockey.